My friend once said to me, if life gives you lemons, make guava juice and make them wonder how you did it. At first, what I thought they meant was wing it. I guess what I thought they really meant was don't be a victim and restrict yourself to whatever it is you perceive as limits. Be creative and bend the laws of physics. Amaze the world with what you've produced once you've finished. I like the idea of fruit, so in that spirit, since I'm a wordsmith, I thought I'd spin it. There's no way to get to know me without my roots. And it said you can always tell a poet tree from its fruits. So here's my truth. It's pretty cut and dry that poetry is the apple of my eye. Which is probably why I've been on this rant, and I hope you can see why I've had to cherry pick and marry these words together, because they cantaloupe. It's not just art. Honey, do you see this is my calling? You've got to practice what you preach, so for me, I can see poetry in all things. Now I'll tell you what my Granny Smith thinks, but her choice of language is rather appalling. Spoken word. We all do it, regardless of the way we use it. But words are an expression of my soul, and you can take that as you wish if the shoe fits. My muse is amusing. When I'm in tune, these words are sweet like music. If I concentrate, I could squeeze creative juices. I just blend words and rhymes, and if done right, they might go down a smoothie. So as you can see, my art is far from fruitless, it would appear. We cover all topics, raising awareness on current affairs. These words aren't just plucked out of thin air, I'm sure you'd appreciate. Even if it is old-fashioned, poetry is still cool, and that's true to this date. In times of need, my pen is a friend to me. Some do it for art, others a laugh, but for most, poetry is therapy. Maybe the fact that I've done this poem in fruitful fashion's proof. Why spoken word is my chosen passion fruit. Ultimately, like it does for me, I hope my poetry makes you feel some kind of way. And if it's not your cup of tea, well, at least you've had one of your five a day.